I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Arrhythmias, or abnormal heartbeats, become more common as we age. To talk about the diagnosis and treatment of arrhythmias is Dr. Jeffrey Winterfield. He's a cardiac electrophysiologist and director of the Ventricular Arrhythmia Program at MUSC. Dr. Winterfield, can you tell us a bit more about arrhythmias?
Well, arrhythmias is a catch-all phrase for any irregular heartbeat. Irregular heartbeats can happen through the entirety of life. There are descriptions of arrhythmias or irregular heartbeats in developing fetuses, and there is literature on treating that all the way up to the end of life, you know, 80s, 90s, 100 years of age.
And when are irregular heartbeats problematic?
Cardiac arrhythmias become problematic for one of two reasons typically. Firstly, they can be uncomfortable. They can cause symptoms. Folks will describe their heart jumping out of their chest. Occasionally, they'll describe chest discomfort or tightness or shortness of breath. And in very dire circumstances, patients can faint or lose consciousness, which is dangerous.
And how can you diagnose arrhythmias that are really a problem?
Part of our job as cardiac electrophysiologists is to discern whether the arrhythmia is something that is largely a nuisance and causing symptoms and something that needs to be managed at the symptom level versus something that portends an adverse prognosis that needs to be managed in a way that we can mitigate risk of early death.
And what's the screening or what kind of tests give you that concrete information?
It starts, as always, with the typical physician visit, thorough history, thorough physical examination, and an EKG. And then depending upon those findings, we make a deeper leap either with things like event monitors where we try to identify the type of irregular heartbeat it is and whether it's coming from the upper chamber or the lower chambers of the heart. And that's an important distinction. And we then go on to look for evidence of a sicker heart, what we call structural heart disease, where the heart pump itself is abnormal. It's damaged in some way. And we need to find out why there's heart muscle damage and manage the risk accordingly.
Are there good treatments available for arrhythmia when they are problematic?
There's a number of treatments available. Treatments can run the range from just watchful waiting if they're very infrequent and they're not deemed to be dangerous and the patient is a healthy person with a healthy, normal heart. You can go to medications, and there's a range of medications that vary in their type of target arrhythmia that we're trying to manage. And then lastly, catheter ablation, which is an intervention where we study the heart, sort out what type of arrhythmia is present, figure out the anatomical basis of that arrhythmia and the physiology of that arrhythmia, and we can disrupt it with targeted ablation at a site of origin that is responsible for initiating and maintaining that arrhythmia.
I understand that MUSC is part of an international research consortium that's researching complex arrhythmias. Tell us about that.
Sure. MUSC has emerged as a center of excellence in managing complex arrhythmias, and we were invited into the International VT Center Consortium. So we're one of 10 sites worldwide in this consortium really to address questions prospectively and to publish and to answer important questions in managing complex arrhythmias. And so that was a very exciting invitation for us as we've begun to emerge in managing ventricular arrhythmias.
Dr. Winterfield, thanks for providing this information about arrhythmias.
Thank you very much for having me today.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.